What a great response. I feel like you guys woke up well today. I woke up really well. So good to be here. My name is Jeremy. If you don't know me, I'm the Youth and Young Adult Coordinator here at North Brisbane. It's my privilege to share with you today our fourth week of our Carol series. We've been going for 4 weeks now. And it's my privilege to share this week about another Carol. So what we've been doing over the last few weeks is we've been unpacking the carols we sing every year and understanding the meaning behind them so we really understand and grasp the reality of what we're singing. And last week, hands up real quick if you were here last week. Awesome. Last week, something happened that Toddy preached. He preached really well. But something he did was he kind of made it this competition. He did. He came and he's like, you know, I got the best carol. You other guys, you don't have the best carol. And you know what? It's my privilege to go after Toddy because, you know, in a competition, if you go after someone, you're more likely to win. but I thought this week I'd have a little fun. And these guys have done so well really unpacking these carols, and they've really painted an incredible picture of Christmas. It's kind of felt like we've been on the way to the manger, and they've done such a good job unpacking this that it felt like they were there in this experience. So I don't know if you've been here the last 4 weeks, but the first week we had Tim, and Tim did a great job unpacking O Holy Night. He did such a good job unpacking that it felt like we were there in the manger. Then after that, we had Sheldon, and Sheldon unpacked O Come All Ye Faithful, did so well. And then Toddy last week did an amazing job. It really felt like we were there in the manger with him, unpacking away in the manger. And so this week, we're going to unpack in the carol, Emmanuel. It's just me, I'm the angel. Maybe on Christmas, Donnie can be baby Jesus, maybe. we're unpacking Emmanuel. Has anyone heard of the carol, O Come Emmanuel? Yeah, a few people, a number of it. To be honest, I felt kind of ripped off. These carols, you know, and I'm not the biggest fan of carols. I believe carols should be sung probably 25 days of the year, from the 1st of December to the 25th, about lunchtime, then you finish for the year. You're done for the year, and carol's finished, and it's done. And you know what? I was given this carol, O Come Emmanuel, and I thought, what is that? This is rigged. And I felt kind of ripped off, really. But it's this carol here, and the words on the screen, and the words of this, it says, O come, Emmanuel, and ransom captive Israel, that mourns in lonely exile here until the Son of God appear. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. O come, thou rod of Jesse, free thine own from Satan's tyranny. From depths of hell thy people save, and give them people o'er the grave. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. O come, desire of nations, bind in one hearts of all mankind. Bid thou our sad division cease, and be thyself our King of peace. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. So rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel has come to thee, O Israel, has come to thee, O Israel, Israel. I felt ripped off. Look, I'm like, really, maybe I forgot, like, A Holy Night, Silent Night, something like one of those Christmas bangers. But really, I got this. I felt ripped off. But then I remembered Emmanuel. I remembered Emmanuel. You know what is powerful? The moment my life was changed when I understood and realized that God was Emmanuel. It wasn't God the powerful, God the sovereign, holy God. It was Emmanuel God. I went from having this understanding of a distant, faraway God, and in a moment he became real. He became Emmanuel. And so these other guys have had their holy nights. O come all ye faithful, away in a manger. But I've got Emmanuel. What does it mean? Emmanuel means God with us. You can't beat God with us. You can't beat having Jesus with you. Emmanuel means God with us. Let's say it together. God with us. Emmanuel means God with us. And this carol, if we're going to look in the Bible, it comes from Isaiah, but in the Gospels that we look at, it comes from Matthew 1, 21 to 23, and this is talking about Mary, the mother of Jesus, and it says, "She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel," which means God with us. That's right. And this really comes from a prophecy centuries ago in Isaiah 7:14. It talks about a Savior coming and they'll call him Emmanuel. You know, the Gospel of John, my favorite gospel, it begins with an incredible statement talking about God. And you know, there's no angels, there's no manger, there's no Christmas there. But it says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning." And then it continues on to say, "The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us." And what that means is it's talking about Jesus, it's talking about this Emmanuel, and it's talking about how Jesus was in the beginning, how he came, and how he will be. Emmanuel means God with us. But what it means is that God is, God was, and God will be with us. That God was there at the start, God came down, was there, and God will be with us forever. You know, what sent the shepherds back into the field rejoicing? What sent them back singing? What caused the wise men to fall their knees and worship? It wasn't a God that was far away. It wasn't an uninvolved creator. It wasn't someone distant. It was the Word becoming flesh. It was God with us. It was Emmanuel. So before we leave today, I want us to understand the reality of this Emmanuel God. I want you to grab a hold of it and realize that God is, God was, and God will be with you. Emmanuel, God with us. So my first point this morning is that God is with you. God is with you. In Luke 1:28, before Mary receives news about Jesus, this is how the angel sets it up. The angel says to her, says, "Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you. The Lord is with you." Before God told her what was to happen, he made it clear that God is with her. Before the trial, before the thing that was going to come, God is with you. Because when you know God is with you, you're ready for what may come. When you know someone with you, it changes how you act. It changes, it gives you a confidence. Yeah, has anyone got a friend that, you know, if they go and hang out with a certain group of people, you know they're going to act a little differently? Anyone got a friend like that? Maybe a parent here with a kid, and you won't send your kid to someone else's house because you know they're going to come back and they're going to be angry. That was me growing up. My parents wouldn't send me to certain places. Has anyone got a friend like that? Anyone know what I'm talking about? You go, you hang out with someone, and it's a little different. You act a little differently. That's what happens when we know someone was with us, when we're around someone. It changes how we act. It changes who we are. You know, word says that our God is our comforter. When we go through trials, when we go through hard times, that the God is our comforter. And it means that God is coming alongside us, that God is with us through that. And it can change how we act. This is a group of some of my friends, some of my brothers. I grew up down the Gold Coast. I grew up with two sisters. And to be honest, I wish they were brothers. that's fair. And I really just, you know, I had a couple of good mates. My friends Hemi and Leighton, they're the guys there with more of a tan than everyone else up there. Two Samoan dudes, and they were really my brothers growing up. I'd go around their house most days, hang out with them as much as I could because they were just such awesome dudes. And really, when I hang out with them, things were different. You know, you go to their house and it's incredible. You could just fall asleep straight away. like, I kid you not, is phenomenal. It's just such a piece about them and something great that they brings. But what would happen is that these guys would just give confidence to those around him because, you know what, they're just two big Samoan dudes. They're massive. They're great. They're so good to hang around. And I had this friend. His name was Michael. And Michael was about this tall, but he was a scrawny, really skinny white dude. And he was just really, really skinny. And he, to be honest, I maybe bullied him a little in school, even though he was a couple of years older than me. He brought it on himself, really. And so it's fair. We're friends now, so it's okay. And he used to be a bit scared of a number of different stuff. And what we found is that when we go hang out at night and stuff like that, sometimes when we just we go down the walk, the beach, or we go down to dark places, we would find that Michael would do this thing where he would just weave himself in between Hemi and Leighton. So when we're walking through dark places, that Michael, no matter where he is, he would just position himself in between Hemi and Leighton. And he used to call it Oreo formation. So he'd come in and it'd be like a Samoan sandwich. And like, cause Michael was a little afraid of what would happen, but he found that when he was, you know, when he was alongside Hemi and Leighton, he had a peace and he didn't have to be afraid of the dark or anything like that. And he had this confidence about himself because he was that white cream in that Oreo cookie. You know, when you're surrounded by someone, it can change who you are. When I understood that God was with me, it changed who I was. It changed how I acted, it changed how I behave, and it gave me a confidence that no matter what I face in life, it was like I had Hemi and Leighton alongside me, protecting me, guiding me, and being there with me. You know what? You may not see God. You may not see him, but God is with you no matter what the storm you face. Doesn't matter how hard it is. You know what? I'd rather be with Jesus in the battle than anywhere else without him. With him, I know I can overcome anything that comes my way because God is with me. God is with you. God is with you. That means that, you know, when you're alone, God is with you as your companion. That when you're sick, God is with you as healing. When you are lost, that God is with you as a guide. It means that when you are hurt, God is with you as a hope. It means that when you're feeling weak, God can be with you as your strength. It means that when you're caught up in sin, God can be with you as your savior. God is with you. Everyone say, God is with you. A second point, God was with you. You know, sometimes it's easier to see God's presence in the past than it is to see him in the future. And I often find that in my life, in my walk with God, my rearview mirror is much clearer than my windscreen. And if I was to look back at my life, I can see that God was with me, even though I may not have felt like he was there with me in the situation, even though it may have felt like I was alone, that if I was to look back, I'd realize that, you know, God was there. God was with me. And I can see his hand and see his power, that God was with me. One of my favorite people in the Old Testament is this guy called Joseph. And Joseph was this guy with 11 brothers. And I don't know if you've seen the movie, Joseph, the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat, great one for kids. Probably not 100% biblically accurate, but still a good movie, still a good time. And there's a story of Joseph. And Joseph, what happened was, Joseph had all these brothers, but Joseph was the favorite. Joseph was the favorite kid, so he got treated better, got treated that, and his brothers hated it. So what the brothers did was they decided, let's just beat him up. So they beat him up and they threw him in a pit. And then one of his brothers saw this caravan of slave owners going along, and they're like, you know what, it's a better idea. Hey, let's not kill Joseph. Let's sell Joseph into slavery and make some money off him. So they sold him into slavery. Joseph gets taken to Egypt as a slave. He works in a house as a slave. He gets falsely accused of something, and he ends up in prison. He ends up in prison, and he's there, and you know what? Genesis 39:21 says this. It says that, but the Lord was with Joseph and showed him mercy, and he gave him favor in the sight of the keeper of the prison. And throughout Joseph's life, we see these stories, we see these things where we see that Joseph had God with him this whole time, and that God was with Joseph, even though he was thrown into a pit, even though he was sold into slavery, even though he was thrown into prison, that God was with him. And there's this incredible statement at the end of Genesis 50. And this is Joseph talking to his brothers, about his brothers, about his experience. It says, "As for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good, to bring it about that many people should be kept alive as they are today." Joseph had this realization that God was with him this whole time, in the pit, in jail, in slavery. God was with him. Looking back over my life, I see that nothing has ever been wasted. No experience, no hardship, no pain, no trial. Nothing has ever been wasted, because God has always been with me and he's always brought me out of that. If you were to look back over your life, if you were to look and realize what had been happening in all these different situations, you might be able to see that God was there with you. God was with you. When you didn't know what to say, he was there speaking for you. When you felt alone, he was there as your comforter and your companion. When you were there dealing with all this pain, that he was there as your hope and your light. Our Emmanuel God, God was with you. My third point, God will be with you. If you were to look ahead, look into 2019, some people would be filled with joy. They'll be so glad 2018 is finally over. Some other people may be looking ahead and thinking, mate, I don't want another year like this year, and I don't know what's coming. I don't know what circumstances are going to arrive. Now, my biggest fear growing up as a teenager was this fear of the unknown. Fear of not knowing what could happen, what couldn't happen, you know, what's going to happen. That was my fear, and you know what? It was crippling. Mary looked forward, and she was facing this. That God had come, an angel had come, and she'd say, the angel shared with her, you know, you're going to have a kid, and you're going to have Emmanuel. She had to share this with Joseph. How weird a conversation do you think that was? Like, the reality of that. I'm having God's baby. Weird. Okay, sure. She wasn't sure what was going to happen. But God made it clear that God would be with her. God will be with you. In Romans 8:35 and 37 to 39, it says this: "Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, nor neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord." Nothing can separate you. Nothing. No doubts, no mistakes, no failures, no disappointments, no sin. Nothing you do can separate you from the love of God. God will never leave you nor forsake you. You'll never be alone. Even though you may face hard times, that even though you may walk through the valley of the shadow of death, you will fear no evil because God is with you. God will be with you. For me, this is so encouraging because it doesn't matter how many times I fail. It doesn't matter how many mistakes I make. It doesn't matter how rude I am at times. It doesn't matter how much sin I do. God will be with me. Nothing can separate us from the love that God has for us. God will be with you. Our God is Emmanuel. God is, God was, and God will be with you. Our God is Emmanuel. Our God, the Father in heaven, who sent down his Son as Emmanuel to be with us, to live a life we couldn't live, to die on the cross for our sins, to be raised to life once again so that we can have life, who ascended to heaven and sent his Holy Spirit, that our God is Emmanuel. You know what? There's no doubt that God is, God was, and God will be with you. But the question is, are you with God? My story, I shared a little earlier that I thought God was distant. I thought God was far away. I thought God was just this distant being up in the clouds. And in a moment, that all changed and God became near and real to me. And God became this Emmanuel. And you know what? It wasn't because God changed who he was. It's because I changed who I was. I remember it so clearly that someone came up to me and they're praying and they came over to me and they said, Jeremy, I see your heart. Well, God sees your heart. And you still have hold of a number of different things and you haven't allowed God into your whole life. Basically, he was asking me, are you with God? In that moment, I realized that I wasn't. I'd been keeping some stuff to myself. And I allowed God in. And in that moment, my whole life was changed. The anger I'd been carrying for so many years was gone. The pain I'd been holding on to was gone. The shame I'd been carrying around and been burdening me was gone. All because I allowed Emmanuel God into my life. I want to ask you this morning, are you with God? Are you with God? Is the reality of Emmanuel God true to you today? I don't know what your week's been like. I don't know what your year has been like. It's been a year of trial. Maybe it's been a year of pain and you've been trying to do this on yourself. I'm telling you, God wants to be with you right now in all of this. He wants to be in and bring you healing from your pain, healing from your sickness, healing from your hurt, because he is Emmanuel God with you. Maybe you have had a really good year, a really good week, and you can celebrate that God has been with you through all this. What we're going to do is Sheldon and Louise are going to lead us through a song called Emmanuel. Talking about how Jesus came down for us. And what we're going to do is we're going to have the place of prayer that is going to be open down the front here. And I'm going to ask some of the prayer team to be available. They're going to be down here. And what they want to do is be open to give people an experience similar to mine. An experience where people can come and say, you know what? I want to allow God into my life. I want to allow God into every part of me. I want to fully surrender to him. The place of prayer is going to be open for that. Or maybe you're going through and you've been carrying some hurt, some pain. You've been carrying your past. God is a God of new life and of new beginnings. And our Emmanuel God came to give us life and life to a full, to get rid of our past, to set us free. And he can do that for you today. Louise and Sheldon are going to lead us in this song. I invite you, if that's you, to come forward for prayer. Let me pray, and then we'll respond. God, I thank you that you are Emmanuel God with us. And God, right now, I pray for a boldness and a courage, Lord, to respond to you. God, I pray that we may have open hearts and open ears to hear your prompting, God. And God, I thank you that no matter what we've done, nothing can separate us from the love you have for us. So I pray that you move in this place. Amen. As you feel prompted, respond to God.